Well, welcome. Today it gives me great pleasure to revisit Vancouver Island. We have the illustrious Ian Thompson, who has been 21 years in the real estate business. My God, you don't look a day over 20 years in real estate.
Oh, you're so kind. You're so kind, Ozzy. Come on.
But he's in Nanaimo in paradise. I mean, clearly we're looking at a great city and the whole up island of our Vancouver Island area. You know, I don't know how many people, about 870,000 or so people. It's yep. Funny, when I was in Taiwan, I had the privilege of running a construction management company a long, long time ago. But there was 23 million people living on that island, about the same size as Vancouver Island. So that just goes to show how peaceful and majestic and paradise it is, because you have lots of room to expand.
Well, we do have lots of room. And yet when the government talks about, you know, four houses on every single family lot, et cetera, we all set our hair on fire like that'll never work. I mean, you know, fair enough. Maybe it won't. But compared to the rest of the world, to your point, it's pretty nice here.
I was talking to Michael Geller, and he thinks, yes, there are some areas we can put four properties on and sometimes six, but he says some absolutely not. To make it province-wide is another story. But what I like about you, Ian, you have been around. I mean, you're a certified negotiation expert, a certified marketing manager, and I know what that means. You know, I ran my own branch in marketing, and I'm amazed that you don't have any gray hair. Oh no, you don't have the gray hair. But you're also...
I'm glad you asked me on here, Ozzy. This is great. I feel better.
Actually, the seniors real estate specialist is something really important, because you have to manage people downsizing. In some cases, seniors actually are upsizing, depending on what they do. And then, of course, your membership in the RE/MAX Hall of Fame, that's a hard-earned credit to you. So welcome, and let's talk everything Vancouver Island. What's the market like?
Well, I think that June has seen a lot of activity. I think we've had the most sales in, I don't know, if it's 4 or 5 years. The prices haven't changed, though. You know, our average is still 850, which, you know, in Vancouver seems pretty good, right? 850,000. But yeah, you know, back before we started, our peak here was $1 million. And I remember being at that sales meeting at the time going, wow, you know, $1 million in a town like Nanaimo, that doesn't make any sense. Like, that makes no sense for the average house to be that high. And here we are at 850, you know, and I don't think the prices are going to change much between now and Christmas. I think our market's our market. And, you know, as far as the home sellers are going, I think we've got some people. I was just talking with one of my partners today, you know, about a home seller that just can't get their price. They're just...
Meaning they listen, they're, it's like yesterday's price they're still hoping for. And
you know, we try and bring people back to that motivation. Like, why are we actually here in the first place? And how do we bring people back to the point that we said when we got together, we had to sell it by August or September, whatever the math is. Has that changed? If it has changed, then we need to know. And, you know, in this case, I think they might rent instead. And then,
yeah.
You know, it solves today's problem, but my thing, how does it get better next year? How's next year better than this year? Are prices really going to go up a whole bunch next year? I don't get that sense of things. Do you?
Well, I'm on record saying that it won't. And it's you said it earlier, it's a psychological world we're living in. You know, we had a market of FOMO, the fear of missing out. And we talked about it just a few months ago, where we, you know, figured out that why do we think it's a good market if, you know, somebody... Six guys wrestle each other to the ground in the living room of the cellar, and one pays $50,000 more than he even was asking, right? Yeah. And I made a speech to the Home Life team that had a couple of hundred agents out, and I said, look, if I was in a business and I'm not in the sales game, but if the owner says to me, let's test the market, I say, thank you very much, goodbye. This is not a market where you can test the market. You're either well-priced or you're not. Because I know that certainly in Vancouver, while the sales are down, well-priced attract offers. You know, and I know, I'm sure you have the same thing, that it may not be easy, but if it's well-priced, you see multiple people out and looking at it at least.
Well, and I think we've got our market sort of broken in two. We've got, you know, what I sometimes think is what local people can afford. Okay, we are living on an island. People come here. I get that. But if you can find a single family home between 700 and 900, decent shape, there could be multiples.
Yeah.
There could be multiples because there just aren't enough of that. There's lots of local folks say, hey, I want to get out of a condo. I got to move up, you know, move up buyers into this, single family, you're going to get multiples there. But once you get over a million, one, two, one, three in small towns like ours, that's a lot of money. And if they don't have a secondary suite, right? And a lot of these homes, beautiful views, no, they're just not the right style to put a suite in. So now we're looking for someone to spend that sort of money. And the pool is shallow, we say, right? The pool gets shallower, our pool of buyers. And hence, you're seeing a lot of price competition. In other words, of saying lowering prices, six, eight, 10, 12 people, pretty similar homes. They're all 1.5, and now they're starting to come in. Because we're in that time of year, July. You look towards Christmas. It's hard to talk about Christmas, beautiful day, but really, you got August, September, October. What do you got? 90, 120 days for to wrap up 2025. Of course, we're going to get sales in November, December, but those are the tough conversations that we're going to have with people. I can tell right now in the next 60, 90 days, how important is it that it sells in 2025? And that's a real.
The big thing is, I don't think it's getting any better, because to the extent that we are psychologically driven, we have a lot of bad news out there. Almost everything, every time I open the paper, it's something is happening. And I'm telling you something, it's not the tariffs. I mean, we had, I'm not sure about the Nanaimo numbers, but in Vancouver, we sold some 15,500 homes the year below, the year ending June 30th, 2021. Well, the year ending June 2025, we sold 6,800. End of discussion, there was a collapse in the number of sales, period, over the 5-year period. Now, we're still only down 10% in sales over last year. So that might make us all very, very happy. But the reality is that we have a lot fewer sales. And that means a lot of things. Now, in some cases, the banks should be more excited about giving you the mortgage because they have a lot fewer deals. On the other hand, they're looking at the same glass that's colored with fear.
Yeah, and that's certainly what's holding back someone from getting the bigger mortgage. Like when I talked about this home that's 1.3 that's not selling, they're going to sell a home for nine, step up to the plate. Yes, I'm going to invest in my family to 1.3 or 1.4. If they have that sense of fear, they're not going to do that.
What about the banks themselves? What appraisals are they looking at?
Well, we just had one yesterday. It came up 200,000 short, from our accepted offer and what the bank thought. And I was a listing agent. Both the buyer agent and myself were like, stunned. Really? 200? We're that far off? I don't think we're that far off, but
What is
I
the
just.
reason they give? Is that comparable? So.
Well, unfortunately, Ozzy, it's hard to get a straight answer. You can't see the actual appraiser.
Yeah.
The appraisal, they don't. It's all kind of secretive back here with the banks. It's the, and it's hard to get a straight answer out of them, but. I think there were some outbuildings they didn't apply full value to, which sometimes, the banks say, hey, we're just talking about the living space in the house. This place had a big
This,
4,000 square
yeah,
foot
there can be
shop.
a reason there. It's also that we have
Yeah.
in Vancouver, we had some buildings make a big sale. We have some almost 5,000 units that were finished but not sold. And so a developer, in particular case, there was a building called the Belvedere in Surrey, big high rise. It's finished. They had 77 units or 100 units, something like that, in inventory. And so now they're sitting there at maybe an average price of $1 million. You're sitting on $77 million, and the interest costs and whatnot decided to drop the price by 25%. So they had a major blowout on the end of, I guess
Yeah.
it's May 30, June 30, just in this last month. The only thing that I worry about that is the bank appraiser now takes these comparables
Right.
that are 25% over the market, but it's a very specific deal, a specific area this building needed to sell. And there's a lot more coming with that are sold and for whatever reason not completed, or the owner kept them back. The developer said, I'm going to make more money and I'm holding them, and it was a mistake. But in any case, they can't afford to carry them. There's so many people think, oh, the developer, they have millions of dollars. They can't sitting
No.
on $75 million and hoping, we can wait a couple of years. No, you can't. It's not possible. So that also is part of the market. So the buyer says, oh my God, they're selling 25% up. It's not everything is 25% up. It is only this specific circumstance.
Right. The other thing that was interesting I wanted to mention about this, the buyers are actually from California. They're dual citizens.
Interesting.
And she's a nurse. And of course, British Columbia, we're desperate for medical
Yeah.
attention. We know the government's going out to find doctors and nurses, and she got a job right away at NRGH, our hospital here, and he can work at home, so it doesn't matter to him. But I thought it was interesting that their dual citizenships coming up. They're coming up from California. They're just like, hey, let's
Well, there's sorts of
do
news
that
about
one.
California and many different areas that why are people leaving? But the condo market in general, would you say is quiet or is it?
Yeah, the condo market's quiet here. The investors have pretty much gone, not gone altogether, but to get the numbers to work. And so you've got people that are single family, or sorry, first time buyers moving into a small condominium. And we have the great aversion here and everywhere really in British Columbia about condominiums, your price and risk of special assessment. There's that
Yeah.
education that we go through with people. And yes, there's a condominium here for $325,000, whatever the math is, but it's 45 years old and it doesn't have enough money in their reserve fund. And it's inevitable there's going to be special assessments here. There's just no way around it. So, the lower price is great. I'm in at that lower price, but get ready. There's assessments coming for sure. And that, a lot of buyers are, if you're a first time buyer, you don't have money for special assessments in next year when they say, oh,
Well,
geez, right?
you don't like those kind of surprises.
No. And so I think the older buildings, the prices are going to struggle as again, to get them to sell, you're going to have to come down. So the buyer says, okay, I'm going to pay 275 instead of 3.25, and I'm going to somehow have that money ready when they have the special assessment coming. So
And that's reality. That's what's going
that's
to happen. The other thing, of course, is the investor only bought these investment condos a few years ago when there was no short-term rental restrictions, right? We have clients that were in the interior in Penticton. They would have paid $600,000 for a condo if they could get $4,000 in rental income or more. But when that was killed by the government to rent it in the marketplace, now it's $2,000 you can get for it. Well, there's no way, does it make any sense for the investor? And investors in droves said, no, sorry, we're out of there.
So, we have those. That's why they're not selling as fast. And we still have those purpose-built rentals going all around us, as everybody does in BC. I think there's too many. I think there's rental suites
Apparently, there's
everywhere.
170,000 hitting the market between now and next summer. So the rentals are going to compete to such an extent it's going to drive, make it more difficult, let's say, to sell. Now, one of the things I liked always about you have a specialty in the retirement area. People
Yes.
are downsizing, and how is that market going?
Oh, that market is terrific. I think that I say terrific because it keeps me busy, but there's so many people that are, broad strokes. Many of the people I deal with are 75 to 90, and they're in a house that's too big. They've owned it 30 years. I went to see this couple last week, and I thought, honestly, Ozzy, I said, please don't fall down the stairs as you come down to open the door for me. Not today. Just let it not be today. I don't want to see that. I don't need that. But that's the people have stayed in their house too long. And it's easy for me to say because that's one of my experiences is that the timing of a move at that point in your life is so critical. And yet it's the hardest decision to make. Like,
Sure.
gee,
You've been there a long time.
I can do this tomorrow. Why can't I do it 3 weeks from now or a month from now? And then boom, it just takes a little fall. It doesn't take much, and your whole life's changed. Your whole life's changed. Now you have to go, and it's a mess. And that's what we try and avoid with people is, how can we make this happen so you're not in crisis mode? Let's avoid a crisis at all costs here. And so we spend a lot of time with educating people and list of suppliers that can help people because they get overwhelmed. And they think, they look in the garage and think, oh, good Lord, my kids left me all this stuff, plus my stuff, plus, I mean, I
Did
we
you
just
talk?
gave
Were you
away.
talking to me?
Yeah, I know. I went home from my own seminar. I said to Carol, I said, we've got to get rid of that stuff in the garage. I mean, there's a chair from Moose Jaw from 1927 or whatever.
But
Get
grandpa,
it.
that said in it. Well, the thing, of course, is that you need a specialist. So you have to have a sensibilities too. It's funny, my long-term insurance broker said to me the other day, Ozzy, you're getting of the age. I just want you to understand something. Do not climb on roofs. Do not climb on ladders. He says he just read a report in his insurance industry that the biggest things they have to pay out is all people falling off a ladder, and usually a man, because they remember climbing up there, but they usually were either two other men holding the bottom of the ladder, nailed by himself, carrying a bucket. And he fought, and when they break something, right?
Wow.
The other thing is it's difficult for them to make a decision, because if they depends where they move. Are they downsizing into a condo, or are they going into a home? And these homes are now outrageous in prices, no?
And again, another example, a couple in Nanaimo, their children who live in Vancouver somewhere, wanted them to come to Vancouver. Hey, you know, mom and dad, come and retire near us. It's going to be great. We found a place for you to go. It's $13,000 a month. And
wow. What do you get for that? I mean,
you better get prime rib every day. I don't know what you get, but,
yeah.
You know, a butler service and clean your car once a day. But, and these people looked at me like they were gobsmacked, like,
Yeah,
and you're doing the mental math. 13,000 a month times 12. Well, my house is worth this. Plus, there's a more than maybe surprising number of people who still owe money on their homes.
Yeah,
they're 80.
At that age. Yeah,
and they certainly have a line of credit they've used to stay in the house longer. They've helped their kids, yeah. And so when you get to the net after you sell your house, I mentioned the average is 850. And you owe money on it, and the professional fees to get it done, the pot.
How many years can you afford to pay this kind of money?
That's what people are going through, and I think that's why they're not moving. Their feet are like in quicksand thing, but wait a minute. If I do this, I'm going to run out over here in 5 years. What am I going to do?
Yeah. But I think that it's funny that, we, as I said earlier, we talk about a good market being one that benefits the seller. But a good market right now is for the buyer. I believe that if you believe in British Columbia, and if you believe in places like Nanaimo in particular, or Parksville, or Up Island, all the areas that you deal, there are some deals out there, and I look at it and saying, there's a $700,000 house looking good, looks like it has a garden. Man, this is a real deal. And I do believe that when markets turn again, and they're not turning now, and you and I don't think are predicting it's going to turn around next week, but when we always have gone through this, it was $70,000 in 1970, and now it's 2 million in Vancouver. Who would have thought? But it was like that, going up and down. We went through the down period. So right now we're in a down period. The fear of everything is going on. Everything is, negative. But for the buyer, I've seen incredible deals in the mainland where developers are offering, everything in the kitchen sink to get you interested.
Get you to move in.
And so there are opportunities. That's what I mean. And so to come to the island and take a look at somebody like yourself, I don't want to blow your horn, but I do know they're safe with you. You know the market for 21 years. You understand what's going on. And maybe find out these nuggets that you can make an offer on, and particularly if you can close.
Well, and I think the other reason too is, and that's something we talk to other agents about, we do some training and trying to help, when you go to see a home seller, that we as agents always default to money. We always default that the reason I'm here today is to help you get the most money. And that's just not true. It's just not true. You have to ask more of a question. The reason is, the harsh discussion is, I've got about 10 years to go. I've got about 10 years to go at this point. I'm 80. My health's okay. And so if I have to sell my house for $100,000 less to enjoy these next 5, 6, 7 years, then it's worth it to me, rather than sit here for another year and a half, wait to try and get another $75,000 or $150,000. That doesn't make any sense. Your house is getting older. It's going to need a roof next year. Your expenses mount while you wait for the market to recover. And that's part of those long discussions that we have with people. They're not quick turnarounds. It's just, it takes time to process all this. So we're doing more in this niche that I'm in, more planning for the future than perhaps other categories would do. I think this is the last big financial decision. So we've got kids, coming in to help mom and dad. They're flying in from other cities because their mom and dad retired here. And typically the male dies first. I don't know what it is about you and I, Ozzy, but gotta have less French fries.
I tell that to my wife, you remember?
More time in the gym or something like that, right? And so right there, there's this person, 85, on her own, and honestly doesn't know a lot of people. It's interesting how you, especially in condominium buildings, Ozzy, right? You can live there for 10 years and not know anybody.
That's funny. I used to be, we had a condo with a beautiful pool, one of the biggest pools, and I would swim in the morning, but I'd be the only one there between 7 and 9, no matter what time I came. I was by myself. So The other thing is that I think in a retirement area, now some people can have a bigger price in the house. They can get a good dollar for it. And some of those $8,000 to $10,000 ranges, they're actually upselling yourself, your lifestyle. Because right now, there's only certain things you can do because all your money is in the house.
Yes.
But some of those, you know, we did a video with Corina Stainsby. She's a retirement specialist in Vancouver. And she's literally upgrading their lifestyle. You know, they don't go out now, they don't do this, and here they go into this home. Tuesday nights is jazz night, and Thursday night is this, and there are swimming pools that they haven't been in a swimming pool maybe, and all of those things. And she has letters of people saying the best thing ever was meeting my realtor, right? Because they gave me that shove to say, okay, this money will last you this long, even at 4% interest, and you did nothing else with it. And we don't recommend you go and speculate in crypto or whatever, but just looking at it, then actually you're upselling your lifestyle. You're upgrading your lifestyle.
Well, and that's part of the discussion we have. I went to a retirement home on a tour, and one of the people that came on the tour, the average age in our area in a retirement home is mid-80s, okay, mid-80s when they move in. But this retirement home has a swimming pool. It's got a full gym. It's got a bar. It's got like everything. And this lady was in her late 70s, and she said the reality is, unfortunately, people wait so long to move in here, they never get to use these things. So you think you're going to upgrade your lifestyle, but if you don't get in there until your mid to late 80s, how often are you actually really going to go and take advantage of these things, but you're paying for them every month? That's great that other people, but you're not going.
Yeah.
So, and that's where you get that arm wrestling with a husband and wife or your own self and think, well, geez, I don't want to move in when I'm 75. I feel too young to do that. But that's when you're going to use most of the facilities at these places.
But also there needs somebody to guide you and say, look, you know, what is it really like out of life, right? And the thing is that right now, the motivation to sell is maybe the wrong one because they're scared, right? Because 3 years ago, you would have tried to say, maybe now is the time to get you that best possible price. I mean, I don't want to blow my own horn, but let me do it anyways. I felt in April 2022, my headline in my OzBuzz newsletter was the highest in place. I felt that $2 million average house price in Surrey, for goodness sake, any old house is worth $2 million. I just said, that's it, the highest in place. And we have seen then a market that has been at best, you know, a very thoughtful and worried and so on, and at worst, and a downright fear. I want to be out of there. And none of that ever works in BC. You and I have been in 13% mortgages, and that was normal, right? The video making the grounds that was filmed in 1980, and the guy that's talking on the video says, today the rate hit 20%, 20%, right? We went through all that, and everybody was forecasting the end of the world, and whether it was the Russian crisis, the Asian crisis, we always had a crisis of some sort, and we in real estate came out of there.
Always will, right?
Always, if I bought at the worst possible time, I actually ended up, you know, over time, I really did do very well.
I think some people are opting perhaps not to go to retirement home and go to retirement communities like, you know, patio homes. Maybe it's not, maybe a nice transition. They'll go there for 5 years and then move to a retirement home after that. We've got a nice retirement park called Deerwood where you're actually renting the land and you have a nice house and you pay a rent.
What would you pay for a house like that?
Oh, a nice house in there would be $600,000.
Yeah.
Because there's no land attached, right?
We get a nice door for that in Vancouver.
Well, and I think at that point people are, you know, the house is nice, but they're typically buying a couple of things. And one is a social world. I mean, everybody's out walking their dog and chatting back and forth all day long. There's people everywhere. So you're not isolated because that's a big thing. And the other thing people like, I always say, is security. It's a gated community at 7 o'clock at night. You know, I feel safe here. And then, you know, as we age, you tend to get anxious because honestly, you know, I go into some houses and people have CNN all day and you're watching Trump on and on and on. It's like, here's the best thing. Let's just turn this off so we don't get ourselves so spooked on the whole world's going to come and get us, right? And that's, you know, that's unfortunately what happens when loneliness is such a big thing for people when we all get older. It's just easier to stay home. It's just easier not to do anything.
Well, and that's the point. And the whole idea is I just made a speech to a group of young people, and I think it's action is really everything. You have to do stuff, you know. And the Albert E. Gray, I guess 40 years ago, he was sort of a huge motivator in the States. He felt that winners in life do the things they don't like to do because it gives them the success they're looking for. And losers only are happy with the things that they like to do, right? And so what happens when you're in the same place forever? Well, nothing motivates me to get out. But it's like if you said to me, let's go swimming every Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, I go because I have a deal with you, right? If I say to myself, I got to go swimming every Tuesday at 10, maybe I'll do it Wednesday. I'll do it, you know, like, so this whole idea of retiring in style, retiring wisely, needs an expert. I really do. Somebody that's been doing it and has looked at a lot of people that had their plans and then just didn't do it. And, you know, it's so I'm very happy to get
Now,
people
speaking of
to
swimming,
help
Ozzy,
you.
you brought that up. Nanaimo has a big thing coming here. We have the BC Seniors Games.
Right.
They travel around BC. It's in Nanaimo this year, and I'm swimming in it. I'm competing.
Good.
Very excited about
But
it.
you're not a
Yeah.
senior, so you don't qualify.
Yeah. Well, they made an exception for me.
But so how do people get a hold of you?
They get a hold of me on online, my website. I have a great downsizing website that I'm proud of. It's called howtogetstarted.ca. And
Get
it's
started
all
out.
about
So if you're
everything
going
you
to put
would
that
need.
on the link below and in the podcast, just go to ozbuzz.ca and get through the and get information there,
There's
right?
lots of tips and articles and insight. And I think that the best thing we can do is education, right? Help people with more information so they can make the best decision for themselves.
Right, and I think you're very, very well positioned. People that want to downsize or go to Nanaimo or Upper Island somewhere to get the best information is to call Ian Thompson. Thank you so much for taking
Thank you,
this
my
time.
friend. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.